You gotta keep the string going.
What in the Winterfell?
Welcome to What in the Winterfell. Welcome to another episode of What in the Winterfell.
This what is, in the Winterfell?
This is Ray Bradford.
And Devonnie Steven. Today is Thursday.
Yeah.
It's barely Thursday. Like, it's almost Friday.
Yeah. We late, but we're right on time. We ain't gonna hold y'all long today. Mm-mm. Well, it'll probably be long, but not as long as
normally it would be. We're gonna try something different. Oh, God.
Yeah, man. We're gonna talk about some highlights of this last episode. You know, some things that were intriguing to each of us.
Yeah, that's a nice word.
Instead of breaking it down scene by scene.
Right.
So where you want to start?
Well, before we even get into the episode, I just want to let you guys know that after Ray and I watched this episode, we did not talk to each other. And I mean it as in, like, we watched the commentary afterward. And then got up off of this couch, walked out the door, and went our separate ways, and did not talk. And if any of you know me, you know the fact that I didn't talk. The episode was literally like, there was just so much hope. And then here we go, back to the same bull with Cersei Lannister, which we should have known.
Yeah, the game is in
the full effect.
The game is in full effect. It's heartbreaking how the game...
how it started again.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Holy night.
Yeah.
But we knit, like... I feel like we got a false sense of hope from the previous episode. Because it went so well with the Night King being gone and Arya saving the day. But that's not what Game of Thrones is. Game of Thrones is not a sunshine and rainbows and all of a sudden everything is right with the world again. Something is always gonna happen.
Yeah, it's I could tell by how the episode was starting it.
Like this one?
Like, it was too much going on.
Yeah.
Danny, mm-hmm. I'm pray for Danny.
Please, somebody.
She's in a bad predicament.
Lift her up in prayer.
Pray for John, because I feel like they plotting on John.
They either plotting or they plotting either way. They just plotting to either kill him or they plotting to make him the king.
And
he still might end up dying that way too, cause Danny ain't having it.
Yeah, it's like one of the main intriguing points to me was just the relationship between Danny and John. Period. Like,
yeah,
how it sways. She wants her way. She wants everything her way, exactly verbatim, but. You know, it's all about give and take.
I just think she underestimates John's concept of family because she didn't have a good one. True. Her brother was terrible to her. And she watched him die in front of her. And it looked like she could have been sad, but she was kind of happy because he wouldn't have done well on the Iron Throne. And she knew that. And so when he died, she was like, okay, cool. Now it's mine and it's going to be cool. I should be the one who's on it anyway. That's her family dynamic. But then you have Jon Snow, who was raised as a bastard. However,
he was a bastard, but he was like a close bastard.
Right. Like, he was still raised with them, and for obvious reasons, because he wasn't a bastard. He was their cousin, not their bastard brother. But their concept of family and even just their concept of community in Winterfell is completely different than where Dany came from. So Dany wanted her way, but You can't tell Jon Snow, don't tell your siblings, and expect him not to do it.
Yeah, that's like...
Like, do you even know who you're talking to?
Like, how can you tell me to tell the most important people in my life...
Yes.
Not this big secret?
Like, I just...
You know, it doesn't...
It's because I feel like she just... she has had to... Because she doesn't have her family... Because she doesn't have her family, or she hasn't had a concept of family, she's had to conquer regions and then... Oh, shit. Yeah, she's had to conquer regions, and then that's how she got the people who cared for her. Not because they were already there.
Yeah, you know, she just... Like, the whole thing of her getting jealous because everybody loved Jon... That's childish.
It's real childish.
That's childish, and you know.
But when has Dane been an adult?
She made some adult decisions to go help Jon and fight when she lost Viserion.
Was it an adult decision, really?
Yeah.
You think so, or do you think she was just mad because she lost her baby?
Well, I'm saying to go help him.
Oh.
She hadn't lost her baby, and she just to like go help. She brought all.
Oh, okay. Oh no, no. Okay, I understand what you're saying now. From whenever he was up there fighting the from the last season.
Yeah, that was
an adult decision.
She made an adult decision this episode, which was let's go talk.
Woo.
So they can't say I didn't try to talk to her.
She covering all the bases.
Yeah, it's an adult decision.
You can't say that I didn't do it.
But it's just her. But the core of her is childish.
Yeah.
Very like.
This is mine. You don't even know these folks. You ain't even trying to know them, honestly.
Her daddy didn't know them either. He just went over there and took over.
But you ain't even trying to know them though. Yeah. Like, that's the thing, Winterfell. Winterfell ain't it, Danny. We've been saying this since, what, the first podcast? Winterfell ain't the place, Danny.
Yeah, she,
What in the doggone Winterfell? Yeah, how you messed up?
That's an interesting thing to me, like, just that dynamic. Like, she come in the room, he's drunk, and then, like, she tried to give all these ultimatums. Oh, I told you how we can make this work. Like, what do you mean? I'm going to tell them, regardless.
She clearly must have thought that she was more important in John's life than she really was. You knew. You are brand new to John's life. In perspective, or just putting into perspective the relationships that he has with his siblings.
Yeah.
You really are expendable.
But Jon fall in love fast, though.
Yeah. I mean, I like the other girl, though. What was her name?
I can't think of her name.
The wild one.
The wildling. I can't think of her name, though.
But I liked her, though.
You she know nothing, Jon Snow.
She was a really good match for him. And it was really important. Y'all, I cried when she died, y'all. I did. I ain't lying. That hurt me. Because I just knew he had somebody forever. But here we are at Game of Thrones. See, Game of Thrones always have you thinking that it's going to be a doggone rom-com. And everything is going to be a sunshine, doggone raincoat. Rainbows. Never. Then freaking Cersei Lannister shows up. Never. Every time good things happen, she shows up and freaks it up.
Cersei didn't have nothing to do with that girl dying.
You're right, she didn't. I'm just saying.
You know... another thing that was interesting, and you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, was Jaime and Brienne.
I was just about to say, let's talk about that.
Jaime and Brienne, that was...
Look. We've been waiting for this.
That whole dynamic was...
And crazy. It was exactly what... I thought it was going to be.
I didn't think he was going to leave her.
Oh, no. I didn't think that, but I'm just saying. in the amount of time before he found out about what Cersei did. Because Cersei's always fucking shut up. Oh, Lord, I just cussed. Whatever. I mean, that's how I feel, though. Like, that's, I mean, dang, Game of Thrones. But, like, she's always messing it up. Like, every person's lives around her, she's just messing them up. But, I mean...
But I can't even blame, you know, I can't even blame Cersei on that.
He really could have stayed put.
She does mess everybody's life up, but he's so wrapped around
her. Yes. But like...
That he don't even realize, like, man, I'm in a great situation now.
But see, I think this one might be different. Not that he wanted to go back to her to be with her, but that he wanted to go back to her to kill her. Because he said, my sister is hateful, but so am I. So I'm like, okay, well, what that mean?
That's an interesting take on that. I took from that he was trying to do everything to save her.
No.
Because he know that since she killed that dragon, because that's what they were talking about. He knows since he killed that dragon that Dany is going to do whatever she can to kill Cersei.
But see, what I thought was, because of the fact that Cersei killed Dany's dragon, Dany's also going to be very vulnerable because that she's going to do everything in her power to try to kill Cersei. And like as soon as she gets into it, Cersei might blind spot her from somewhere where she's not paying attention because she's just seeing red. But Jaime knows his sister better than anybody else who's out there right now. So he's literally the best thing that they have. Now, this is just me going into the next episode.
Now, I think Arya's going to kill her.
You think so? I mean, Arya's plan.
I don't want to toggle off the, but like,
yeah.
But just Arya, you know, what she said to the Hound, like, I don't plan on coming back either.
I mean,
I think she's
going to kill her. I think, and, you know, tell me your thoughts on this. I think that Arya doesn't want to come back because the family that she thought she was going to have is compromised because of Dany. Because Jon told them, you need to promise not to say anything. Now, he told them that he is the rightful heir to the Iron Throne. But you expect us not to say anything, not to do anything, and only have Winterfell when we could, the whole Stark family could have all of the, every single piece of it? And you are only okay with having Winterfell?
I think she's more worried about fulfilling that list. She wants to get everybody checked off that list. Mm. She wants to get everybody checked off.
I mean, I had kind of been, you know, I hadn't even thought about that list since last season because I'd just been so preoccupied with the whole winter is coming and it's here and then he's dead. I mean, now it's back to the list.
She wants to get everybody off that list. The Hound. But, you know, she gave him a pardon. She ain't going to worry about him no more. Beric Dondarrion was on that list at one time. The dude who saved her.
Yeah.
He was on that list. And then, what was the other person that she gave? She let him slide. I can't think of his name right now. Holy Jesus Christ. Ah, what's his name?
What are you asking me?
The other person.
You're the name person. I'm not. Okay, yeah. If you haven't noticed in this podcast, okay, I'm not the one who knows all the names. I know faces better than I know names. So if I can describe a face, then Ray goes, yeah, it's this name. So y'all, if you ever want to know a name about a character, don't ask me.
Melisandre. She gave Melisandre a pass too. She had
Melisandre on the list. Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, a little rare witch.
She had Melisandre on the list too, but she gave all them passes, but everybody else she knocked off.
But they died. She gave them a pass, but then they died.
The Hound ain't dead.
I mean, not yet.
Hound ain't gonna die.
You don't think so?
The Hound will kill the Mountain.
That don't mean he not gonna die.
Cause Game Bowl is happening next episode. The game bowl.
I'm just saying, that don't mean he won't die.
He ain't gonna die. The hound done lived through too much.
So?
He lived through too much.
I've been through too much.
He lived through too much. It's time for the mountain. The mountain really gotta go. He gotta go. After last episode.
He really gotta go.
He gotta go. I don't care how he go.
Somebody actually, gotta kill Cersei him. Just needs to go.
No. She gotta go. She definitely gotta go. But the mountain gotta go. Because him killing Miss Sunday was unnecessary.
But
that was unnecessary.
Oh, gee. What? Do you really think he would have said no, though? Didn't he, like, pledge his loyalty to her or something? Isn't he, like, half dead?
He half dead.
So, like,
he half dead.
So,
he, like, the opposite of a White Walker. He,
don't.
He a mountain walker. Something crazy. Yeah. Yeah, Lannister Walker or some crazy name. Like,
because he's not even alive for real. Yeah. He's literally like her minion, just a real tall one.
Big
minion.
Man, oh man, I'm about to cuss. God have mercy. We can keep this family.
Well,
family.
I done cussed already.
We gonna
keep I've it. Used our three curse words.
I'm about ready to let them fly.
Cersei Lannister, girl, you make us one too.
You know,
come through the screen at you.
No. You want, I'm going to tell you something I didn't like about the episode.
What?
How Jon played Ghost. I ain't appreciate it. I almost cried.
Like it was just
I,
a child.
I don't know if you remember. I think you were videoing me at this time.
I was.
I was about to cry. Because Ghost gave out that little whimper like, brother, how you going to do me? After all we done been through, that's
you
how gonna you
going to
do
me? Back up? You just gonna send me up there like I haven't been helping you? Like I haven't been saving your life? Little ungrateful little boy.
Like I ain't guard you so you can come back to life?
Hmm.
Oh, man.
And now you about to send me up there?
Oh, man, you giving everybody else hug, but I can't get no hug.
Maybe it was too hard. It was too hard. It was too hard.
I ain't appreciate that.
It was too hard.
Because a dog is a man's best friend.
Maybe that's why he couldn't hug him. Because he was just... Did you like see him, that. Though? He looks so pitiful. I just wanted to hug him.
He was hurt. They bit his ear off.
Damn. Then his nose.
Bit his ear off. It made his
little paw
hurt.
Oh.
And you just going to look at him. That's all you going to give him. That's all Ghost deserves, John.
He couldn't do nothing else, okay? Because as a dog owner, okay, if it was best for Rocky to go with someone else and not be with me, I don't know if I would be able to hug Rocky before Rocky had to leave with that other person.
So you wouldn't regret that?
Letting no, because if it was safer for Rocky to be somewhere else and me to know that that person was going to take care of Rocky, I would say go there. Instead of Rocky coming with me into the line of danger and possibly dying, that would hurt me more.
That's an honorable death, though.
Yeah, but it's an unnecessary death as well. Everybody else can go, but my best friend, I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure that my best friend stays safe.
I feel you.
So, and then that's also something for John to look forward to. Stay alive so you can go back to Ghost.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, staying alive to go back to Danny, whatever.
But he don't know.
You're right, but he stay alive to go back to Ghost,
he
though.
Don't know. He know. All he know, he going in the face. He done faced death once, twice. He got faced death one more time.
Might not make it out.
You got to hug. What did LaBoosie say? If you love your brother, hug your brother. That's what you do.
That's a proverb somewhere.
You hug him. I'm hugging Ghost.
I was really... There's a lot of Boosie proverbs that can be applied to Game of Thrones. I'm pretty sure...
Let's do it.
I'm pretty... Oh! Here's another Boosie proverb that can be applied to this. Aha! Here we go. Masende. She said, we'll set this off. I didn't cuss. We'll set it off. You want to talk? You want to run your mouth? Do you want some gangsters outside your mother house? We'll set this thing off. Dracarys, that's what she said.
He said it.
That was the Boosie proverb that could be applied there.
Set it off. What's another one?
Oh, here we go. Danny. I mean, yeah, the Unsullied, it wasn't that many of them. However, she was standing outside the gate like, I got my people with me. Hottest people in the city, and I keep them with me. Solo, I'm cutting up. I got my people with me. Woo!
That's it. That's all. Come on.
That's on.
Come on, Game of Thrones. Y'all don't even know.
Y'all got a fire playlist. Yeah. You don't even know.
Yeah, man. Danny had him out there. What's up? She just looked like she's ready to say, what's up?
Literally.
What's up? Danny
ready to go.
Boosie proverbs.
Boosie proverbs.
I gotta find out how to make me a meme. We got some Boosie proverbs.
We gotta make some Game of Thrones Boosie proverbs.
That's
live.
Man, you put me on with that one. Yeah. I didn't even think about that one. Now to set it off, I can see that one.
Boosie proverbs are everywhere.
Man, wow.
With Game of Thrones especially.
Wow.
Now, this ain't no Boosie proverb, but when Danny had turned around and she was walking away, all I could hear was, how that song start? It don't matter. Walk around the club.
Everybody.
Came. Ah! Danny said, all y'all could burn for all I care. You want to kill my best friend? All y'all could burn. Yeah. She already said Dracarys. Ooh, but hold on though. Y'all need to go back and watch this episode so you can hear Cersei Lannister's little snide remark that she made. Now, in the scene, you can't see her saying this. You can only see the chains around Missandei's, what are these called? Wrists. She said, like, I was gonna say ankles.
Oh God.
But I had to look at my arms.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
You rolling. You on the roll.
Thank you.
You on fire. Keep going.
So she said it like in passing. Like, I honestly don't even know if this was written in the script. Like, maybe the person who played Cersei was like, you know what? Let me just add this in there, and they kept it. Okay. When she was like, so what about your breaker of change now?
I didn't catch it.
Oh, that whole but
scene,
I did.
That whole scene is a lot of stuff I didn't catch. Like, I've seen, like, people saying it was the whenever, dragon in the back and stuff.
It's whenever we figure out that she's alive. Because, see, the part before that, we just see Grey Worm running into the water looking for Missandei.
Oh, you talking about when they first captured her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then the shot pans up and you see her in the chains, and then you see her, and then it pans back down, and then Cersei says, "What about your breaker of chains now?"
Oh, okay. I didn't pay attention. And I got mad. I didn't pay attention.
Because I was like, "You really the devil though."
Yeah, Cersei got some one-liners, some mean one-liners. Let me tell you though. Cersei told her, she said, if you got any last words,
okay,
say them now.
If we thought there was any hope.
Cold one-liner.
Cold.
Because yeah, I'm thinking Missandei gonna plead a case.
Nah, fam.
Missandei cold too. She just said,
is?
Did you see the dragon in that scene?
No.
I've seen people saying the dragon was in the back.
We gotta go back in. Because, I mean, I would have expected the dragon to just, like, light them all up.
Especially
right then.
Especially when she said Jacquard. Right. The dragon just gonna get the shooting everywhere. But
correct. Oh, my gosh. But let me, the writers for this show. You know what? I would like to know the character of the writers of Cersei Lannister. Who writes her part? And are you a good person? Because you can't be. Or maybe you just have a creative mind and you are a good person. Yeah. I don't know. But there's some dark black pit of your soul that those lines and the things that Cersei Lannister says come from. So whoever you are, writer out there, if you ever hear this, I'm praying for you.
You know, I'm finna say something. You probably might want to hit me once I say this. But I'm going to say it. And I'm not on her side, but I just see her argument.
Who?
Cersei. I see her argument.
I'm not going to yell yet. What argument you see?
Like, why is she fighting for the throne? I see it. I get it. It's like Thanos. I see Thanos' argument, even though I don't agree with Thanos. I see his argument. Like, man, people are messing up the world. Yeah. We need to get rid of some of these people.
Okay, so what rationalization do you have for Cersei being a doggone devil?
Family. Everything is about family, longevity, titles. I can see that. You know, you want to set your family up for the long run.
You're right. But if ain't nobody there for them to rule over, it don't matter.
Now, that's the bad part. She don't care about people. She just care about her family.
And that's terrible because they all keep dying.
That's the bad part.
But she going to keep killing them, too.
I do see what she want to fight for now.
But I don't understand. She fight for a family that's not there.
That, she really should just give up. You're right. But I see the argument, you know.
Cause that whole part when freaking Greyjoy was all up on her leg talking about this our son, what?
Yeah, he's a simp, and he what we call a simp.
Yes, he is.
He just getting played and don't even know it. But he
so
maybe,
played because she was not having that.
He was all
excited and she was just standing there like, I wish he would get off of me.
He may be doing some playing himself. But
I don't even know how much playing he could do.
Oh, he a smart fella now. Smart fella.
He crazy.
He took down a whole dragon.
He crazy.
Shot that mug about 3 times, man.
He is crazy.
Did that scene surprise you?
Not at all.
You expected that to happen?
Yeah.
I was taken aback.
I wasn't. It was too good. It was too good. You not about to come here with all 2 dragons that you got.
Who told them they were coming? Who told them they were coming?
Because they was right there.
They knew exactly where to catch them at.
It's a leak in the building.
Is it Varys? Tyr?
What's that monk's name? I don't trust him.
Varys.
Yeah.
The eunuch.
That's why he pissed off. That's why he pissed off. It's a whole bunch of sex in Game of Thrones and he can't have none of it. Even Grey Worm got in it. And he can't get none in it. Grey Worm still couldn't do it, but he still got it in. And ain't nobody studying him. He's just mad. Ooh, I thought that was funny. Somebody asked him how many kings that he served for.
5 or 6. My boy just trying to get... He just trying to live.
He just trying to win.
Whoever I got to talk, sweet talk to, that's who I'm going to sweet talk to. You right. Kill this other person. You deserve the throne. That's all he doing.
Kill my king. You need longevity.
You see how he switched it up so fast?
So fast.
He got Tyr and questioning himself now? I can't.
But I mean, we're all questioning it because we all thought it was a good idea until she got to freaking Winterfell. But Dany is not the same.
You think she changed?
You know what? I don't think she changed. I think that we just thought she wasn't going to be the same in Winterfell. Because we love Winterfell. Winterfell is where it all began. But I don't think we ever thought Dany was going to be in Winterfell. But she said that she was going to rule all the kingdoms and she was going to sit on the Iron Throne. But we might have thought that Winterfell was going to be excluded. That she was still going to just leave it alone.
No, I knew she wasn't going to leave it alone. But I don't know, man. You're right. She's been the same. She's been consistent.
Yeah.
She's been real
consistent. She's one of the most consistent... Her and Arya are the most consistent characters of this whole
John is too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true.
John's super consistent. He just want everybody to live and live good.
Even when they kill him, ain't that something?
He just want everybody to live and live good, man. John, your heart too good, John. Too good, man.
John, Danny, and Arya. What if those are the last three standing?
I don't think Arya's gonna survive.
I don't need you to tell me those things.
I don't think Arya's gonna survive.
I think that's bull.
I think she's gonna die. She's gonna kill some a lot of people, but she's gonna die.
Can you kill off somebody else?
And I think Danny's gonna die. Danny's gonna die.
So then John is left?
John is left.
I am still with the image of Sansa being the queen. I'm still here for that.
I can't even see Sansa being queen.
But she's doing such a great job right now.
I can't. She's so sneaky, man. That's why I can't see her being queen.
Well, she was married to Littlefinger. Come on now.
I can't see her being queen.
I think she can do it.
She got Cersei in her. She got Littlefinger in her. She got Tyrion in her. She got all these, them some extremes. Those are extremes. I don't need nobody with extremes like that to be queen or king. Because you're going to do something sneaky. You ain't got
no. No, the things that Sansa does. Well, I mean, since you brought up Cersei. I mean, Sansa and Cersei, their motives are the same. Family.
Right.
Above everyone.
I get
that.
And
above everything. And above every situation. And above how anything is going to happen.
Like, you notice how Sansa played Tyrion? After Jon and Bran told her.
Like a fiddle.
She played him. I don't need nobody like that that's trying to be queen.
I know you did not just say God. We have not established if the Lord lives in Winterfell. So... You know.
I don't know. Give me predictions for next episode.
Oh my gosh.
Think it out.
Okay.
You know they say this is supposed to be bigger than episode 3.
Oh god. Then what the okay. I think that Sansa's probably gonna get hurt. She just keeps getting in the way a lot, and nothing's happened to her yet.
Sansa?
Yeah. Whoa. In this season.
Keep going. You cooking with grease.
She just keeps getting in the way. And then some kind of way, another major character, like, either protects her, prevents the danger from coming, or gives her a weapon of her own. But she never, ever, on her own, is like, let me protect myself. So, I think that she's some kind of way gonna get hurt. And she might get hurt by Cersei Lannister. Cersei might look at her and be like, you know what? I think I owe you a butt whooping. Because you're ungrateful. I mean, at least that's how Cersei might look at it. Because you were supposed to be married to my son, Joffrey. But you didn't even want to do that.
Okay, so keep going. What's your prediction?
So, yeah. I think Sansa is going to get hurt by Cersei. Who else is still living? I think something's going to happen between Arya and the Hound on their way to King's Landing. Something that's not good. I don't think that Arya's going to hurt the Hound, but I think that somebody's going to come and they're going to have a really big fight. And one of them is not going to make it to King's Landing.
All right, you cooking. Keep going.
Okay. What I got to do? 3?
No, the whole episode. What you think going to happen?
Oh, okay. I don't think that Danny is going to come back and fight this episode. Maybe the next one. Because I think that there's going to be that whole controversy of them telling her that they know about John. She's going to be pissed. Her and John are going to fall out. She might try to kill him. She's going to say it's an accident, but it's probably not going to be. Or somebody else might try to kill him. Who knows about this? Or Danny could hire somebody to kill him. You never know. I think that's all the predictions that I had. Grey Worm will literally, like, dig a moat around King's Landing and find his way in there to kill Cersei Lannister. And I think that if he's not careful, he might get killed by the mountain. Because he's so upset.
Okay.
That's all I got. All
right. So, you tailed off a little bit, but I like to do how you started. So, these are my predictions for next episode.
Okay.
It's going to be a little long-winded, so bear with me.
Or we're here.
Bear with me. I think Grey Worm is going to run head first into King's Landing some way and fight for his life, but ultimately his life will be taken. I think the Hound and Arya will get to King's Landing, and Clegane Bowl will happen. I think the Hound will kill, he will kill the mountain. Arya will eventually kill Cersei. Mm-hmm. But it may be a twist with that. I think she may end up having to kill Jaime, use his face, and kill Cersei. Jon is going to do a lot of fighting. He's going to be very hurt after this episode. Jon is going to be very, very hurt, physically hurt. And that will lead to either him having to kill Danny or Danny killing him. I don't know if that will happen next episode, but it will happen by season end. I think Sansa is going to stay at Winterfell because she told Jaime, I hoped that I would be there when they beheaded your sister, but it looks like I won't get the chance to see it. So I think she's going to stay in Winterfell. I think Jaime, he's gonna die. I can't pinpoint who's gonna do it. Like I said, I think it's gonna be Arya, but he's gonna kill a lot of people in the process. Euron Greyjoy, he will live because he's gonna run. He's not gonna stay. He's gonna run away. Varys and Tyrion. Varys is gonna get found out that he's planting all these seeds. Danny's gonna kill him because what did Melisandre tell him? You have to die in this strange land just like I do. This is the episode where Varys dies. I think Tyrion pleads for his life with Dany because he is making some bad choices being around Varys. He's let Varys influence him, and that's the wrong thing to do. You should have kept your wits about yourself, Tyrion. Varys is putting you in a bad predicament. And I think Danny's going to burn down all of King's Landing. She's going to burn everything down.
We can't agree on that last part.
She's going to burn everything down. That's my predictions. It's my prediction.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Short and sweet this week, because next week, Sunday, will be emotionally, I think it's going to be draining.
Oh, guys.
I think we're going to have to talk for about 3 hours next week.
Maybe so. But What in the Winterfell will be back for the season finale that the Sanger is showing on Sunday, May the 19th. Ray and I will be back. If you have any suggestions of games that you would like to play or topics that you want to discuss before the show, meaning like from 6 to 7 o'clock, let us know so maybe we can play them with you guys so I can be more interactive, because we wanted this to be a whole experience, not just something that you watch on the television screen. So, we can do it.
That's it. This has been another episode of Wasn't the Winterfell. Sorry it was so late. There's been a lot of stuff going on.
Life.
Yeah.
But we're here.
Hopefully, we'll have it to you next week by Monday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday. So, see y'all.
See y'all later.